Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Listener, one of the things I dislike in the field of true crime is seeing people rush to conclusions. In this genre, we tend to hear about people on their worst or even final day. I've had complaints in the past that I don't set each episode up as a sort of whodunit. Personally, I've never thought of the true crime genre as a place to create murder mysteries. I care about things from a psychological standpoint. That's why I tend to load up on background information, when possible. And this series will be no different. This first part is going to be focused specifically on the history of the person we're shining a spotlight on. In part two, we'll feature all the grisly audio and morbid details that you've come to expect from Obscura. With that said, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
The following is from the pages of the Daily Interlake. The article reads, quote, "A little girl with a big bag on her shoulder. That's the first memory Flathead basketball coach Kim Elliott has of 5'4" senior Kelsey Hadal on the first day of basketball tryouts. Elliott's first thought was, who is this kid who looks like she just wants to play basketball? Hadal walked up to the coach, shook his hand, introduced herself, and calmly told him she'd like to try out. She just showed up. I didn't know anything about her. It took a lot of guts to do what she did, but she was just matter of fact. It wasn't more than a couple of minutes before freshman coach Dave Crosswhite asked, coach, did you see that? He was reacting to Hadal's behind-the-back move for a layup. It wasn't long before Elliott says he realized there's something special that just walked into the gym basketball-wise. A couple of the Braves basketball coaches were watching Hadal the next day. As they waited to begin their own practice, Elliott turned to speak to them at one point, but before she could say a word, one piped up with, wipe the smile off your face, coach. And that is how Hadal joined the team. Since then, she's averaged 18.8 points a game, third highest in class, brought in an average of 3.7 rebounds per game and 1.7 assists. She's also broken the Flathead High School single-game scoring record. The other Bravettes have been on her bandwagon since the beginning, according to Elliott. Their jaws dropped when we first started doing some drills, the coach said. But there wasn't one person, one girl that I saw a look in their eyes of jealousy. She fit in with all of them. JV, varsity. They've all just kind of engulfed her. This group of girls I've got is pretty special. There's no drama on this team at all. Kelsey makes us better. And they've gelled in terms of off the court. It's just very accepting of a person from outside. But none of that even nicks the surface of Kelsey Hadal's story. She's 18, but already Hadal has been through brain surgery and a horrendous car accident, during which she suffered a brain injury. She's been removed from her home in the middle of the night to attend a boot camp in North Carolina. She's been enrolled in Montana Academy. To top it all off, she nearly died from hypothermia during a jaunt through the Montana countryside last February. It took several weeks for Kelsey to tell her story to her new coach. Elliot had talked to Kelsey's mom, Robin, but asked not to be told too much of Kelsey's history. I wanted to hear it unfiltered from Kelsey. It came out on January 3rd on a bus ride home from Great Falls. The Brevets drove home that night in a whiteout. The outside temperature was below zero, and they had bus trouble. Elliot, Kelsey, and just a few others wound up on one bus, while the rest of the girls rode home on another. Between Great Falls and Mariah's Pass, she told her story. Elliot is still in awe. The jaw kept dropping further and further. I felt honored that she trusted me with her story. I'm honored that she's on our team, and I'm honored that she's been put in my life. Raised in Cincinnati, Ohio, she is one of twin daughters born to Rick and Robin Hildaw. Kelsey lived a normal life there until her fifth grade year. She was diagnosed with hemifacial spasm. The brain surgery stopped the spasms, but she went through rehab to learn to walk again. A 10-year-old learning among 60-year-old stroke patients. 3 years later, on the way to a soccer tournament, the Hildaw family was involved in a car accident. Dad Rick and twin sister Alex, sitting on the passenger side, walked away with cuts and bruises. Mom, Robin, and Kelsey weren't as lucky. One side of the car just got flattened. Robin had a broken arm, and Kelsey suffered numerous injuries. A punctured lung, a broken arm, lacerations to her ear and face. She needed staples in her head. Her left arm is now shorter than her right. But then, another undiagnosed injury appeared. Very shortly after the accident, she started acting really out of character. She was making bad decisions. Before the wreck, she had been a compliant child who enjoyed school. She got great grades, was eager to please. Afterward, she got reckless and out of control. She felt like she didn't care, but the difference came on slowly, and it took Kelsey and her parents a few years to catch on. It was so slow and gradual, they didn't notice it happening. She still got perfect grades in school, but Alex, with whom she'd always been close, began to worry and eventually pulled away. At first, she didn't want to be her buddy, but they became distant. The Hildaws eventually sent Kelsey to a wilderness boot camp in North Carolina. Men came into the home in the middle of the night, handcuffed Kelsey, and took her. Kelsey said she didn't fight them at all. She ate beans and rice for the next 60-some days and took a total of 2 showers. She didn't last long at the boot camp. She hiked all day, learned to build fires, and basically had the time of her life. She graduated early, spent one night with her parents, and was on a flight to Montana. The Hildaws had enrolled her to Montana Academy. She ran away from the academy twice, and the second time nearly killed her. She ran into the night, 8 miles through 20 inches of snow and 5 below zero. She passed out on a picnic table, in shock and soaking wet from sweat. Later on, she would say she barely remembered any of it. And now there's basketball. She started out a soccer player, and she still plays the sport. But the minute she picked up basketball, she was hooked. She convinced her parents to put a hoop in the driveway and paid Alex to rebound for her. The driveway was on a hill, so it forced her to put up good shots. Basketball became an important motivator for her. Listener, let me summarize before moving on. It's important you keep Kelsey Hildaw's background in mind. In the year 2000, at age 10, Kelsey discovered she had medical issues and underwent brain surgery, microvascular decompression, where she had to learn to walk again. In 2003, at the age of 13, Hildaw's family was involved in a car accident, which resulted in her suffering from a fractured arm and head injury. The head injury added on to Kelsey's already established brain trauma. In 2004, at age 14, Hildaw's parents had her arrested and sent her to a 60-day boot camp in North Carolina. That same year, Kelsey was sent to Montana Academy, a boarding school for psychologically troubled teens, where she ran away and almost froze to death. In 2008 through 2009, Kelsey attended Kalispell Flathead High School in Montana, where she played basketball and lived in a transition house. With all that in mind, Let's move forward. In 2012, Kelsey was involved in a traffic accident. In 2014, Kelsey's family brought her to the police department. Due to her suffering from a psychiatric emergency, Kelsey was voluntarily admitted to a psychiatric hospital. In 2016, Kelsey began a career as a mixed martial artist, where she racked up 7 wins, but also 7 losses. The following is a post-fight interview after Kelsey won a regional championship. Listener, there seems to be fees everywhere these days, on anything from concert tickets to cleaning fees. They're everywhere, and they hurt the most when you're down. That's why Chime offers fee-free banking, which means no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, and no minimum balance fees. Sign up today at chime.com/obscura. Now, when I first moved back to Florida, I was desperately scrambling for a new bank, but so many of them had built-in fees. It took me a long time to find one that sat right with me. Fees can be a hurdle to getting ahead or saving up. With Chime, there's no monthly fees, no overdraft fees, no minimum balance requirements. Work on your financial goals through Chime today. Open an account in 2 minutes at chime.com/obscura. That's chime.com/obscura. Chime. Feels like progress.
Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Timing depends on submission of payment file. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs. Bank ranking and number of ATMs according to U.S. News and World Report 2023. Chime checking account required.
Listener, HomeAglow is a top-rated home service platform dedicated to making your space clean and tidy. It has online booking capabilities that allow you to instantly schedule a cleaner in your area for a special occasion, party, or to help take something off your plate. Cleaners pass a rigorous certification process. Plus, they maintain a 4.8 star average platform rating. A fantastic way to support cleaners in your community. 100% of the cleaning fees and tips go directly to your cleaner. To schedule a cleaner, you simply have to go to HomeAglow's website to choose the day and time you're looking for and the duration of your cleaning to match with the cleaner. Schedule as quickly as this week or get something on the calendar for next month to check it off your to-do list early. You can see photos and reviews of background check cleaners before booking the right cleaner for you. The best part is their Forever Clean membership, which saves you $30 an hour on all future cleanings. Book unlimited cleanings starting at $19 an hour, backed by HomeAglow's happiness guarantee. HomeAglow services are only available in the U.S. Take home cleaning off your plate this fall by using HomeAglow. Head to homeaglow.com/obscura to get your first 3-hour cleaning for only $19. That's HomeAglow.com/obscura.
Tell me what's going on here, Mom.
I want to give a big shout out to my training buddy, Cheyenne. He comes at me trying to kill me every day, so I have no fear coming in here. I figure if I can stand up to her, then I feel like I can stand up to anybody. So thank you, Cheyenne! Woo! And Coach Aaron, my coach, Ian. Thank you to them as well.
Impressive performance. You landed some big shots there and then decided to take her to the ground. She tapped pretty quickly. Were you surprised by the tap?
No, because it was deep.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait to see you defend that title. Very, very impressive performance. You guys make some noise for you.
On June 7th, 2024, BCSO deputies were dispatched to a residence for a burglary in progress. The caller told dispatch that an unknown white female with a dog had entered the home uninvited. The subject was located in the kitchen area and was identified as Kelsey O'Dall. When speaking with Kelsey, she seemed manic and said people were chasing her. Her vehicle, a red Ford Escape bearing her license plate, was called in a reckless operator. The caller stated the driver was passing vehicles at a high rate of speed on Princeton Road, and then pulled over and ran from the vehicle into the wood line. Kelsey's vehicle was located directly behind the home where she was located. The victims declined to press charges. Dispatch contacted Kelsey's mother, who responded and took possession of the dog and the vehicle. When speaking with her mother about the incident, she stated that she is not a drug user, and this is not like her at all. Kelsey was voluntarily taken to Atrium Hospital for a psychological evaluation. In April 2024, in Blue Ash, Ohio, Kelsey's family brought her to Blue Ash Police Department, declaring her to be suffering a psychiatric emergency. The following is from the police report from that incident. Apparently, Kelsey is a college student in Mississippi. Yesterday, family members traveled there and had her evaluated at a medical center. She was discharged from that center. The Hadals drove Kelsey to their home. Kelsey states that her father physically restrained her during an argument in an attempt to get her to go for another evaluation. I did see the medical report on Kelsey, which the Hadals showed to me. It indicated anxiety but held no evidence of suicidal tendencies or threats. The report contained nothing indicating that Kelsey was a danger to herself or others. I spoke to Kelsey independent of her family members. It is apparent that she is under considerable stress. At my suggestion, she decided to voluntarily admit herself to UC Psychiatric to try to alleviate stress at the residence and satisfy her parents. She also stated she could use a break from all the stress in the household. She voluntarily went with Blue Ash Paramedics to University Deaconess Psychiatric. Listener, there is an aspect of Kelsey Hadal's life I personally held off on. The following is from a website called RubRating.com. This is a site that portrays itself as a place to hire massage therapists. In reality, it is a site to hire a sex worker. For these types of sites, Kelsey always went under the name Lindsay. The listing is titled, Make Your Dreams Come True with Lindsay. The listing reads, Hey guys, my name is Lindsay, and I am a native of Cincinnati. I love giving massages and getting them, and my clients love my touch. When I'm not giving massages, I'm training for MMA fights. Call or text me to book now. $120 an hour cash only. In call only. Another site called Mountain View Relaxation Services has a listing from Kelsey. Again, using the name Lindsay, her listing reads, Hi there. I'm here to show you Cincinnati guys how to relax. I like to party, and going out dancing and drinking is my kind of fun. My sessions are so good, you won't want me to leave. The second hour is always the best, so let's have some relaxing fun together. Height 5'4", weight 110. Next, we go to a police report form. Officer Brendan McKinney has this to say. On 6/24/19, I observed an advertisement on website rubratings.com and observed multiple female subjects advertising massage services. The ad showed all the females were wearing only their bra and underwear, posing in provocative positions. Some of the pictures even showed the women topless while posing. I then initiated a recorded conversation with a CI named Lena. She gave me another link. I then clicked on the link, and it showed Lena and seven other females at the Cincinnati location. I observed one of the ads for a female named Rose. Stated, Hi boys, how do you like my pics? Wanna touch and be touched? Let's do it. I'm 5'4", 130 pounds, and 34C cup, so I have curves in all the right places. On 6/25/19, I located an ad on the Mountain View Relaxation website for a female named Lindsay. I also located a similar ad for Lindsay on rubrating.com. The ad stated Lindsay charged $120 an hour for in-call services. I then initiated a recorded conversation with the listed phone number on the ad and agreed to the appointment with Lindsay. I then briefed a confidential informant about possible prostitution activity at the location. Lindsay confirmed the location of 10999 Reed Hartman Highway, Suite 136. I was also able to identify Lindsay as Kelsey Hadal. The confidential informant then walked into the business property, and assisting officers were able to monitor the CI through an audio device. The CI then entered Suite 136 and was greeted by Hadal. Hadal told the CI to get undressed and lay face up. The CI then gave Kelsey the mutually agreed upon $120 for the massage. Kelsey then left the room with the money and returned shortly after, wearing only a bra and underwear, where she spoke with the CI as he lay naked on the massage table. Hadal then offered multiple services to the CI for an additional cost. Hadal stated that the CI could purchase a topless massage for an additional $100 or a mutual touch massage for an additional $200. The CI asked what was offered in the mutual touch massage. Nadal stated that she and the CI could touch and or kiss each other anywhere above the waist while she was topless. Nadal advised that she did not offer happy endings, but told the CI, "You can finish yourself." The CI agreed to the topless massage, and Kelsey removed her bra to expose her breasts to the CI as he lay naked and uncovered. Kelsey then began to massage the CI as he lay face up, and according to the CI, Nadal leaned over his face and continually placed her breast on his face while she massaged his inner thigh and groin area. The CI advised Nadal touched or grazed his penis with her knuckles multiple times as she massaged near his genitals. The CI was then given a predetermined signal to exit the business. He was debriefed. Investigation is ongoing. Video footage of the undercover operation is located on the confidential investigative iDrive. Listener, I want to break away here for a moment to clarify why I saved Kelsey's sex work for later. That's because I knew that there is a certain subsect of listener that would write off her backstory the second she knew the work she engaged in before she died. We were all born into this world with a clean slate. We were all someone's child, their baby. But against our will, the world and its many darknesses are thrust into us. The weight of that darkness is never equal. None of us are free of burden, but some of us are taxed to carry more. That child, that baby, that was you, listener. You're made up of the memories and substances that arrived for your internalization by way of equal parts chance and fate. That chance and fate created everything that makes you, you. And it created everything that was Kelsey. She experienced a hard life, personality-altering brain surgery at a young age, a surgery that left her unable to walk for months and half of her face paralyzed for a time, nearly dying from hypothermia. This after many mental health crises caused by her surgery. Kelsey was removed from her home in middle school and placed into a boot camp. More car accidents, more mental health events. But that wasn't all she was. Kelsey managed to rise above her struggles, become a talented athlete, both as a star basketball player, an MMA fighter, even an MMA champion. The purpose of part one was to establish Kelsey Nadal's history. Things are about to escalate quickly. If you're a free feed listener, you'll get part two next week. Trust me, it'll be worth it. If you're a patron, then you'll have part two long before it hits the free feed. I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.